The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 19, Surah Al-Furqan, The Criterion, verse number 21. Said those who do not even expect us to meet, why the angels are not sent down to us, or why we do not see our Lord. Indeed, they think too highly of themselves and have gone too far in rebellion. The day they will see the angels, there will be no good news for the sinners that day. And they will say, we need a shelter, fully protected, and we will protect to whatever deeds they did, and will turn them into scattered dust. The people of paradise on that day will be the best in terms of their abode and the best in terms of their resting place. The day the sky will break open with a cloud and the angels will be sent down in a majestic descent, the kingdom on that day will be for the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, and it will be a difficult day for the disbelievers. And be mindful of the day the wrongdoer will bite his hand, saying, would that I had taken a path along with the messenger? Woe to me! Would that I had not taken so-and-so for my friend? Indeed, he led me astray from the advice after it had come to me, and the Satan is man's betrayer. And the messenger will say, O my Lord, my people had taken this Quran as deserted. In a similar way, we made for every prophet an enemy from among the sinners, but your Lord suffices as a guide and as a supporter. Said those who disbelieved, why has the Quran not been revealed to him all at once? It has been sent down in this way, that is in parts, so that we make your hearts firm, and we revealed it little by little. They bring to you no hypothesis, but we bring to you the correct position and an answer better explained. Those who will be driven on their faces to hell, they are the worst in situation and far more astray from the path. Surely we gave Musa the book and appointed his brother Harun as a minister with him. So we said, go both of you to the people who have rejected our signs. Then we annihilated them totally. As for the people of Nuh, when they rejected the messengers, we drowned them and made them an example for mankind. And we have prepared a painful punishment for the transgressors. And we annihilated also the people of Ad, Thamud, and the people of Ras, and many generations in between them. To each of them we cited examples, and each of them we brought to utter ruin. Indeed, they, the pagans of Makkah, have passed by the town that was afflicted by an evil rain sent down to it. So, have they not been seeing it? Rather, they do not believe in resurrection. When they see you, they take you only as a laughing stock, saying, is this the man whom Allah has sent as a messenger? He would have almost led us astray from our gods, had we not been so firm towards them. They will know when they will see the punishment, who is farther astray in this way. Tell me about the one who has taken his desire as his god. Would you then become a guardian for him? Or do you think that most of them listen or understand? They are but like cattle. Rather, they are even further astray from the right way. Have you not observed how your Lord stretched out the shadow of the sun? If he so willed, he would have made it stand still. Then we made the sun an indicator for it. Then we pulled it towards us in a gradual manner. He is the one who has made the night an apparel for you, and the sleep as a means of rest, and has made the day a means of revival. And he is the one who has sent the winds conveying good news before his mercy. And we have sent down purifying water from the heavens, so that we revive a dead land therewith, and give drink to the many cattle and humans created by us. And we have distributed it, the water, among them, so that they may take lesson. Yet most of the people refused, all but ungratefulness. Had we so willed, we would have sent a separate warner for every town. But according to our wisdom, we have sent Muhammad as a prophet for all these towns. So, O prophet, do not obey the infidels and strive against them with it, the Quran, in utmost endeavour. He is the one who joined the two seas, so as this is sweet, very sweet, and this is bitter, very bitter, and made between them a buffer and an insurmountable barrier. And he is the one who created man from water and made of him relations created by lineage and relations created by marriage. Your Lord is all-powerful. They worship instead of Allah what can neither give them any benefit nor can cause them any harm. The disbeliever is always a supporter of Satan against his Lord. We did not send you but as a bearer of good news and as a warner. Say, I do not demand from you any return except that one should adopt the proper way to his Lord if he so wills. And place your trust in the ever-living who cannot die, and proclaim his purity along with his praise. Enough is he to be aware of the sins of his servants, the one who created in 6 days the heavens and the earth and whatever lies between them, and he positioned himself on the throne. He is the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah. So ask about him, someone who knows, and when it is said to them, prostrate yourselves to the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, they say, what is Rahman? Shall we prostrate ourselves to the one to whom you direct us? And it increases nothing in them except aversion. Glorious is the one who made stellar formations in the sky and placed therein a lamp, that is the sun, and a bright moon. And he is the one who made the day and the night following each other for the one who wishes to be mindful or wishes to show gratitude. The servants of the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, are those who walk on the earth humbly, and when the ignorant people speak to them, they reply peacefully. And those who pass the night prostrating themselves and standing before their Lord, and those who say, our Lord, avert from us the punishment of Jahannam, the hell. Indeed, its punishment is a persisting affliction. Indeed, it is evil as an abode and a place to dwell in. And those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor miserly, and it, their spending, is moderate in between the two extremes. And those who do not invoke any other god along with Allah, and do not kill a person whom Allah has given sanctity except rightfully, nor do they fornicate, and whoever does it shall face the recompense of his sin. The punishment will be doubled for him, and he will remain there disdained forever, except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, and Allah will replace the evils of such people by good deeds, and Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Whoever repents and does righteous deeds turns to Allah truly, and those who do not witness falsehood, and when they pass by the absurd things, pass by them with dignity. And those who, when they are reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall at them as deaf and blind ones, and those who say, our Lord, give us from our spouses and our children comfort of eyes and make us heads of the God-fearing, such people will be rewarded with the high place, because they observed patience, and will be received therein with prayers of their eternal life and peace, living in it, the paradise forever. It is best as an abode and as a place to dwell in. Say, O Prophet, my Lord will never care about you if you will not invoke him. Now, since you rejected the truth, the punishment will be inseparable from you. Surah Ash-Shura, the Poets. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ta, Sin, Mim. These are the verses of the Manifest Book. O Prophet, perhaps you are going to let yourself collapse in grief because they do not believe. If we so will, we can send down to them a sign from the sky for which their necks will stay bent in submission. Never a new message comes to them from the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, but they become averse to it. Thus they rejected the truth well. Soon will come to them the real descriptions of what they used to ridicule. Have they not looked at the earth? How many of the noble pairs of vegetation we have caused to grow in it? Surely in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers, and indeed your Lord is mighty, the merciful. Remember when your Lord called Musa, saying, go to the transgressing people, the people of Pharaoh. Do they not fear Allah? He, Musa, said, my Lord, I fear that they will reject me. My heart gets straitened and my tongue is not fluent. So send for Harun. Moreover, they have levelled a charge of offence against me, and I fear they will kill me. He, Allah, said, never, they will not be able to kill you. So go, both of you, with our signs. We are with you, listening to the conversation you will have with him. So go, both of you, to Pharaoh and say, we both are messengers of the Lord of all the worlds, sent with the message that you must send the children of Israel with us. He, Pharaoh, said, did we not nourish you among us as a child, and you remained amidst us for years, and you did the blunder you did, still you are ungrateful? He said, I did that at a time when I was mistaken. Then I fled away from you when I feared you. Thereafter my Lord granted wisdom to me and made me one of the messengers. As for the favour with which you are obliging me, it is that you have enslaved the children of Israel. Pharaoh said, what is the Lord of the world? He, Musa, said, Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever there is between them. If you are to believe, he, the Pharaoh, said to those around him, are you not hearing? He, Musa, said, your Lord and the Lord of your early forefathers. He, Pharaoh, said, your messenger who is sent to you is a madman indeed. He, Musa, said, Lord of the east and the west and whatever lies between them, if you are to understand. He, Pharaoh, said, if you adopt a god other than me, I will certainly put you in prison. He, Musa, said, will you do this even if I bring to you something evident? He said, then bring it if you are truthful. So he threw down his staff, and in no time it was a serpent, clearly visible, and he drew out his hand, and right then it was a white light to the onlookers. He, Pharaoh, said to the chiefs around him, "This man is certainly an expert sorcerer. He wants to expel you from your land with his sorcery. So what do you suggest?" They said, "Leave him and his brother alone for some time, and send heralds to the cities so that they bring to you every highly expert sorcerer." So the sorcerers were assembled for the appointed time of a known day, and it was said to the people, "Would you assemble so that we may follow the sorcerers if they are victorious?" So when the sorcerers came, they said to Pharaoh, "Will there be a sure reward for us if we are victorious?" He said, "Yes, and of course you will then be among the closer ones." Moses said to them, throw down what you are to throw. So they threw down their ropes and their staffs and said, "By the majesty of Pharaoh, we will be the triumphant for sure." Then Musa threw down his staff, and in no time it started swallowing the falsehood they invented. So the sorcerers were made by the truth they saw to fall down in prostration. They said, "We have believed in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Musa and Harun." He, Pharaoh, said, "You have believed in him before I permit you. Surely he, Musa, is the chief of you all who has taught you sorcery. So you will soon know your fate. I will cut off your hands and feet from different sides and will crucify you all together." They said, "There is no harm. We will return to our Lord. We really hope that our Lord will forgive us our faults, as we are the first of the believers." And we revealed to Musa, saying, "Make my servants travel at night. You will be pursued." So Pharaoh sent into the cities his men to muster people, saying, "These are a small band, and indeed they are enraging us, and we are a host well armed. Thus we expel them, that is the people of Pharaoh, from gardens and springs, and from treasures and a noble abode." Thus it was, and we made the children of Israel inherit all such things. So they, the people of Pharaoh, pursued them, the people of Musa, at the time of sunrise. And when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said, "Surely we are overtaken." He said, "Never. Indeed with me is my Lord. He will guide me." So we revealed to Musa, saying, "Strike the sea with your staff." So it was severed apart, and each part became like a big mountain. Then we brought others closer to that place, and we saved Musa and all those with him. Then we drowned the others. Surely, in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord is the mighty, the merciful. And recite before them the narrative of Ibrahim, when he said to his father and to his people, "What do you worship?" They said, "We worship idols," and stayed devoted to them. He said, "Do they listen to you when you call them, or do they bring benefit to you or harm?" They said, "No, but we have found our fathers doing like this." He said, "Have you then ever considered what you have been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers? They all are an enemy to me except the Lord of the worlds, who created me and who guides me and who feeds me and gives me drink. And when I become sick, he heals me. And who will make me die then will give me life, and who, I hope, will forgive my faults on the day of retribution. O my Lord, give me wisdom and make me join the righteous, and destine for me a truthful description among the next generations, and make me among those who will inherit the garden of bliss, and forgive my father. Indeed, he was one of those who went astray, and do not put me to disgrace on the day when all will be raised to life, the day when neither wealth will be of any use to anyone, nor sons, except to him who will come to Allah with a sound heart, and the paradise will be brought near to the God-fearing, and the hell will be fully uncovered for the perverse. And it will be said to them, "Where is that which you used to worship besides Allah? Can they help you or help themselves?" So they, their false gods, will be thrown on their faces into it, they and the erring people, and the entire army of Iblis altogether. They will say, when they will be quarrelling there with each other, "By Allah, we were in open error when we used to equate you with the Lord of the world, and it is only the sinners who misguided us. Now we have neither any intercessors, nor any true friend. Would that we have a chance to return whereby we may join the believers. Surely in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers, and indeed your Lord is the mighty, the merciful." The people of Nuh rejected the messengers when their brother Nuh said to them, "Do you not fear Allah? I am an honest messenger for you, so fear Allah and obey me, and I do not claim from you any reward for it. My reward is with none but with the Lord of the worlds. So fear Allah and obey me." They said, "Shall we believe in you while you are followed by the lowest people?" He said, "I do not know about what they do. Their account is with none but with my Lord, if you have sense. And I am not the one who would drive the believers away. I am no more than a plain warner. They said, should you not stop? Oh no, you will surely be stoned. He said, my Lord, my people have rejected me, so judge between me and them with an open verdict, and save me and all the believers who are with me. So we saved him and those with him in the ark that was fully occupied. Then we drowned after that all the remaining. Surely in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord is the mighty, the very merciful. The people of Ard rejected the messengers. When their brother Hud said to them, do you not fear Allah? I am an honest messenger for you, so fear Allah and obey me. I do not claim from you any reward for it. My reward is with none but with the Lord of the worlds. Do you erect on every height a monument having no sound purpose and take the objects of architecture as if you are going to live forever? And when you seize someone, you seize as triumphs. So fear Allah and obey me. And fear the one who has supported you with what you know. He has supported you with cattle and sons and with gardens and springs. In fact, I fear for you the punishment of a horrible day. They said, it is all equal for us whether you give us advice or you do not become one of the advisers. This is nothing but the practice of the ancient, and we are not going to be punished. Thus they rejected him, so we destroyed them. Surely, in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord is the mighty, the merciful. The people of Thamud rejected the messengers when their brother Saleh said to them, do you not fear Allah? I am an honest messenger for you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not claim from you any reward for it. My reward is with none but with the Lord of the world. Will you be left secure in whatever is here, in gardens and springs, and in farms and date palms, the spates of which are interwoven? How hew out houses from the hills with pride, so fear Allah and obey me. And do not obey the order of the transgressors who make mischief on the land and who do not set things right. They said, you are merely one of those bewitched. You are nothing but a human like us. So bring a sign if you are one of the truthful. He said, this is a she-camel. She has a share of water and you have a share of water on a specified day. So do not touch her with evil intent, lest you should be seized by a painful punishment. But they killed her, and then they became remorseful, and the punishment seized them. Surely, in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord is the mighty, the merciful. The people of Lut rejected the messengers when their brother Lut said to them, do you not fear Allah? I am an honest messenger for you, so fear Allah and obey me. I do not claim from you any reward for it. My reward is with none but with the Lord of the worlds. Do you go to the males for having sex out of the whole universe and leave your wives whom your Lord has created for you? Indeed, you are a people who cross all limits. They said, if you do not stop, O Lut, you shall be included among the outcast. He said, indeed, I am annoyed with your act. My Lord, save me and my family from what they do. So we saved him and his family, all of them, except an old woman among those who remained behind. Then we destroyed the others and subjected them to a terrible rain. So evil was the reign of those who were warned. Surely in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers, and indeed your Lord is the mighty, the merciful. The people of Aykah rejected the messengers when Shu'aib said to them, do you not fear Allah? I am an honest messenger for you, so fear Allah and obey me, and I do not claim from you any reward for it. My reward is with none but with the Lord of the worlds. Give full measure and do not be among those who bring loss to others. Weigh with an even balance and do not make people short of their things and do not spread disorder in the land as mischief makers. And be fearful of the one who created you and the former generations. They said, you are but one of the bewitched men. You are no more than human like us. And in fact, we consider you to be one of the liars. So cause a piece from the sky to fall down upon us if you are one of the truthful. He said, my Lord knows well what you do. Thus they rejected him, so they were seized by the torment of the day of canopy. Surely it was the punishment of a terrible day. Surely in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. And indeed your Lord is the mighty, the merciful. This Quran is the revelation of the Lord of the worlds. The trusted spirit has brought it down upon your heart so that you become one of the warners in plain Arabic language. And of course, it is mentioned in the scriptures of the former people. Is it not a proof for them that the knowledgeable of the children of Israel recognize him, the prophet? Even if we had revealed it to a non-Arab and he had recited it to them, they would have not believed in it. This is how we have made it pass through the hearts of the sinners. They will not believe in it until they will see the painful punishment, and it will come to them suddenly while they will not be anticipating it. And then they will say, is it possible that we are given some respite? Is it then our punishment that they are trying to hasten up? So tell me, If we give them enjoyment for years, then comes to them what they are warned of. What help can they receive from the comforts that they were given to enjoy? We did not destroy any town unless it has had mourners to give advice, and we have never been unjust. And this Quran is not brought down by devils. It neither suits them, nor are they able to do this. In fact, they are kept far away from hearing it at the time of revelation. So do not invoke any other god along with Allah, otherwise you will be among those who are to be punished. And warn the nearest people of your clan, and be kind with humbleness to the believers who follow you. So if they disobey you, then say, I disown what you do, and place your trust in the Mighty, the Merciful, who sees you when you stand in prayer, and sees your movement among those who prostrate themselves. Surely he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Shall I tell you on whom the devils descend? They descend on every sinful liar. They give ear to hear secretly, and most of them tell lies. As for the poets, they are followed by the straying people. Did you not see that they wander in every valley, and that they say what they do not, except those who believe and do righteous deeds and remember Allah very much, and defend themselves after they are wronged, and the wrongdoers will soon know to which place they are going to return. Surah An-Naml, the Ant. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ta Sin. These are the verses of the Quran and an enlightening book, a guidance and good news to the believers who establish Salah and pay Zakah and who have faith in the hereafter. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made their deeds look beautiful to them, so they are wandering astray. Those are the people who deserve the worst punishment and who are the worst losers in the hereafter. Indeed, you are being given the Quran by a wise, knowledgeable being. Remember when Musa said to his family, I have noticed a fire. I shall bring to you some news from it, or bring to you a live ember, so that you may warm yourselves. So when he came to it, he was called. Blessed is the one who is in the fire, and the one who is around it, and pure is Allah, the Lord of the worlds. O Musa, the fact is that I am Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. And cast your staff down. So when he saw it moving, as if it was a snake, he retreated, turning his back, and did not look behind. O Musa, be not scared. I am such that the messengers are not scared before me, except him who did wrong. Then after having done evil, replaced it with good, then I am most forgiving, very merciful. And put your hand into your bosom, and it will come out white, without any evil, as one of the 9 signs sent to Pharaoh and his people. Surely they have been a sinful people. So when our signs came to them as an eye opener, they said, this is a clear magic. And they denied them out of sheer injustice and arrogance, though their hearts believed them to be true. See, then how was the fate of the mischief makers? Surely we gave knowledge to Da'ud and Suleiman, and they said, praise belongs to Allah who made us excel many of his believing servants. And Suleiman inherited the traits of Da'ud and said, O people, we have been taught the speech of birds and all sorts of things are given to us. Indeed, this is the evident grace of Allah. And mustered for Suleiman were his forces from among the jinns and the humans and the birds. So all of them were kept under his control. Until when they reached the valley of the ants, one of the ants said, O ants, enter your dwelling places, lest Suleiman and his armies crush you unknowingly. So he, Suleiman, smiled, laughing on her speech, and said, My lord, enable me to become grateful to you, to your favour that you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and do good deeds that you like, and admit me with your mercy among your righteous servants. And once he, Suleiman, checked the birds and said, How is it with me that I do not see the hudhud, the hopi? Rather, he has disappeared. I will punish him with a severe punishment or slaughter him unless he brings to me a clear plea. Then the Hopi did not take long and said to Suleiman, I have discovered what you did not, and I have brought to you a sure information from Sheba. I have found a woman ruling over them, and all sorts of things are given to her, and she has a great throne. I have found her and her people prostrating themselves to the sun instead of Allah, and the Satan has beautified their deeds for them and has prevented them from the way, so they do not take the right path. That is, they do not prostrate to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. And who knows whatever you conceal and whatever you reveal? Allah, there is no God but He, the Lord of the Great Throne. He, Suleiman, said, We shall see whether you have told the truth or you are one of the liars. Go with this letter of mine and deliver it down to them, then turn back from them and see how they react. She, the queen, said to her officials after receiving the letter, O chieftains, there has been delivered to me an esteemed letter. It is from Suleiman, and it is in the following words. With the name of Allah, the All Merciful, the Very Merciful, do not rebel against me and come to me in submission. She said, O chieftains, advise me in the matter I have before me. I am not the one who decides a matter absolutely unless you are present with me. They said, we are powerful and tough fighters, and the decision lies with you. So consider what command you should give. She said, in fact, when the kings enter a town, they put it to disorder and put its honorable citizens to disgrace. And this is how they normally do. And I am going to send a gift to them. Then see what response the envoys will bring back. So when the envoy came to Suleiman, he said, are you extending a financial aid to me? So what Allah has given me is much better than what he has given to you. But you yourselves are proud of your gift. Go back to them and we will bring to them forces they have no power to face. And we will certainly drive them out from there in humiliation while they are disgraced. He said, O chieftains, which one of you will bring her throne to me before they come to me submissively? A stalwart of the jinn said, I will bring it to you before you rise up from your place, and for this task I am powerful, reliable. Said the one who had the knowledge of the book, I will bring it to you before your glance returns to you. So when he saw it, the throne was placed before him, he said, this is by the grace of my Lord, so that he may test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. Whoever is grateful for his own benefit, and whoever is ungrateful, then my Lord is need-free, bountiful. He said, disguise the throne for her, and we will see whether she discovers the truth or she does not recognize it. So when she came, it was said to her, is your throne like this? She said, it seems to be the same. We have been made to recognize the truth even before this, and we have already submitted. And she was prevented from submitting before this by that which she used to worship instead of Allah. Indeed, she was from a disbelieving people. It was said to her, enter the palace. Then once she saw it, she thought it was flowing water and uncovered her legs. He, Suleiman, said, this is a place made of glasses. She said, my Lord, I had surely wronged myself, and now I submit, along with Suleiman, to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And we sent to Thamud, their brother Saleh, saying to them, worship Allah. Then suddenly they became two groups quarreling with each other. He said, my people, why do you seek evil to come sooner before good? Why do you not seek forgiveness from Allah so that you are treated with mercy? They said, we regard you and those with you as a sign of a bad omen. He said, your omen is with Allah, but you are a people put to a test. And there were 9 persons in the city who used to make mischief on the earth and did not put things right. They said, let us swear a mutual oath by Allah that we shall attack him, Saleh, and his family at night. Then we'll say to his heir, we did not witness the destruction of his family, and we are really truthful. Thus they had devised a plan, and we devised a plan, while they were not aware. So look how was the fate of their plan, that we annihilated them and their people altogether. Now those are their houses lying empty because of their transgressions. Surely in this there are signs for a people who have knowledge, and we have saved those who believed and those who used to be God-fearing. And we sent Lut when he said to his people, do you commit the shameful act while you can see its shamefulness? Is it that you really come to men lustfully instead of women? No, you are a people committing acts of ignorance. End of Juz 19.